Two truths apart. Don't you turn on one knob like a switch in the dark. Kick up the storm, all you got dirty knees. Hide behind your innocence and let that dragon sleep.
Desde el 91.3 de la FM y en www.ripolleradio.cat, que junto a bardebluesradio.com abrimos las puertas del Corralón de Blues. Vamos cerrando el mes y nos espera Halloween o Castañada, como queráis llamarlo. Nosotros, la semana próxima, no tendremos programa por ser festivo, así que a disfrutar de esa fiesta y no olvidéis los podcasts del programa si os aburrís. Y ahora, dale al play. Saludos de José Luis Palma.
It all. I know I should be sad, but it don't bother me at all. She took my flat screen TV and my satellite dish, my cat, my turtle, even my goldfish. She took it all. CDs, my MP3s. She would have taken my Pontiac if she found the keys. She took it all. Yes, she took it all. Stetson lid. My boss refrigerator, I could hardly keep it here. She took my toupee, my hearing aid and my specs, my pills for blood pressure, depression and sex. She took it all. Yes, she took it all. Should be sad. Hey, what just happened here? That no good. She just tried to take the ending. She took it all.
Shaking there every night, playing the blues. I asked him to tell me what it was like and all of that. He just hooked me up and down, shook his head like a matter of fact. Are you ready for the road? He said, you're gonna pay your price. It ain't easy, it ain't no paradise. One thing's for certain, it's what it's all about. The road's gonna tear your soul apart, gonna turn you inside out. I looked at him like I knew just what he was talking about, but in the back of my mind I thought it over for a time. I began to have my doubts. I thanked him for a sound advice. In a shaky voice I said, I already know it's a long, hard road. I'm gonna walk it just the same, 'cause I'm ready for the road. I can pay the price. Got a funny feeling it'll be alright. I know it's a gamble, but I love to play. So come on and toss the dice, I got something to say. Live a life like mine out here on the road. I just look at them, oh, and listen patiently. Then I smile and ask them what that old man asked me. Are you ready for the road? Can you pay the price? It ain't easy, it ain't no paradise. One thing's for certain, oh, it's what it's all about. Gonna turn you inside out.
Sigamos con la llegada de los ingleses a los Estados Unidos. Tras actuar en California y Texas, con un modesto poder de convocatoria, los Rolling Stones llegan a los míticos estudios de Chess Records, situado en el 2120 de South Michigan Avenue, donde los esperaba una legendaria sorpresa. Su adorado Muddy Waters, que estaba subido a una escalera pintando el techo del local. Una actividad que realizaba para redondear sus más bien magros ingresos de aquellos días. Esto demuestra que aunque sea reconocido por el gran público, la fama no siempre te ayuda a vivir de ella. Es decir, has de compaginar otros trabajos además del artístico para poder comer.
You know, all my life I had a dream. I just wanted to be free. All my life I had a simple dream. Say, don't quit your day job. Well, hell, my day job just quit me. I don't know how I'm gonna make some money. I don't know what to do. Some money, but I don't know what to do. I guess I'll go hang out at a dirty old bar, try to make some money playing the blues. Day job quit you too.
Keith Richards recordaba aquella situación en el libro de Stephen Davis, Rolling Stones, Los viejos dioses nunca mueren. En él decía, te quedas pasmado, ahí estaba el rey del blues pintando la pared. Cuando empezamos nosotros, nuestro gran objetivo era presentarlo a los demás. Por eso pusimos el nombre de Rolling Stone a partir de su canción. Es mi puto dios, ¿vale? Y ahí está, pintando el techo.
Strike. Well, there's more storms coming. It sure was a sunny day. But there's more storms coming. More storms coming my way. Just watch that sky turn gray. Yeah, there's more storms coming. More storms coming. my way. Thank you.
Corralón del Blues nuevamente con todos vosotros. Un programa hecho para ti porque sabes que no solo la música es importante. El Corralón del Blues, todos los miércoles de 22 a 23 horas y los sábados de 11 a 12, aquí, en el 91.3 de la FM y en www.ripoyradio.cat. Seguimos en el 91.3 de la FM y en www.ripoyradio.cat, además de bardebluesradio.com. Estás escuchando El Corralón del Blues. Dios está en todas partes, pero no te da de comer. Y cualquier músico se enfrenta en momentos a lo largo de su vida a compaginar la música con situaciones que te permitan vivir. Pero esto es otra historia.
Myself down in New Orleans. Never had a woman in my life. Her name was Evangeline. Said she was a one-time Mardi Gras queen. Greatest eyes I'd seen all my life. She said, honey, let me buy ya a bowl of jambalaya. We're gonna boogie on the bayou. Joint, all these tourists don't get the point. Here's my keys, baby, let's go for a ride. She took me down to St. Bernard where Cajun boys sure party hard. She said, take my arm, we will walk inside. She said, baby boy, I wanna buy you a bowl of jambalaya. We gon' boogie on the bayou all night long. She said, baby boy, I wanna try you. Oh, I wanna lie with you. We're gonna boogie on the bayou all night long. Buy you a bowl of jambalaya.
Los Stones se cruzaron también con otros grandes mitos de la compañía como Willie Dixon, Chuck Berry o Buddy Guy, grabando un EP que formaría parte de su siguiente álbum e incluso llegaron a grabar una versión de 2120 South Michigan Avenue con Muddy Waters a la guitarra, aunque esta parte se eliminó en la edición final por motivos legales de los contratos. Tampoco pasaron a la posteridad las grabaciones que hicieron durante aquellos días con versiones de Tell Me Baby, de Bibi Brunsi y High Heel Sneaker and the Willie Dixon, que fueron desestimadas junto a temas de Chuck Berry como Reeling and Rocking. Ah, los contratos, que están muy bien, pero que a lo largo de los años nos perdemos esas grabaciones históricas que más de un coleccionista, o no, desearía poder tener o simplemente escuchar.
Thank you. through. And all the time I thought that your love was true.
Británicos no eran los únicos rockeros que se acercaban con devoción al viejo Papa Blues. El 25 de junio de 1964, la cantante de rock Janis Joplin, que todavía era una desconocida e intentaba encontrar un hueco en el mundo de la música, y el futuro guitarrista de Jefferson Airplane, John McCaukonen, grabaron en San Francisco una serie de estándares de blues. No sería esta la única aproximación al blues de la estrella tejana del rock, que además de incluir el género en su repertorio, siempre mostró gran devoción por las Blue Woman clásicas y en especial por Bessie Smith. Y hasta aquí nuestro programa de hoy. Gracias por estar con nosotros y os espero en el próximo programa. Saludos de José Luis Palma.
go back down to Memphis for a while. I would do nothing but play with you and look up at the moon, baby. Kiss you and look up at the beautiful stars above. Look out, Billy Grant, yeah. Well, all right. Jackson, Mississippi, for a while. Yes, I believe I go back down to Jackson. I believe I go back down to Jackson, Mississippi, for a while. Gonna hold her in my arms. Take a rest, we're gonna take a rest, we're gonna take a rest with the one woman I got in Chicago, and the one I got in St. Louis, and the three I got further on down the road. I'm gonna make them pay before they go.
I got a lot of this money. How do you reckon, ready to say? You hurry, hurry, yeah. Your love is there. got a lot of this money. I say, how you reckon, Ray? No, say, Harry, Harry, I'm going to get your love. Major Jackson
Imagine, Dada!